Storied luxury goods company Xenia is debuting today over the New York Stock Exchange. The 111-year-old menswear maker is merging with a SPAC called Invest Industrial, assigning the business an initial enterprise value of $3.1 billion. Shares will trade under the ticker symbol ZGN. Joining us now is Xenia's longtime CEO, Gildo Xenia, and Invest Industrial Chairman, Andrea Bonimi. Good to see you both this morning here. Congrats on the transaction. Mr. Xenia, I'll start with you here. Why now the decision to go public?
Thank you. Good morning to everybody. Why now? I think timing is everything in life, and I was offered by Mr. Bonomi in January to join him in the SPAC. We discussed a few months, and we thought that we had the same strategy in mind, and we could do something important together for the family and for next investor and for the Made in Italy. So we decided to go. We worked very hard, and here we are. But one thing for sure, we are not changing the strategy that I was able to consolidate during COVID years. You know, more a lifestyle brand, less a formal brand, and changing the perception of Xenia from power suit to luxury leisure wear. And I think that's the way the world is going. So I think we have good prospect for the future in America, around the world.
And Andrea, one for you here. You have a history of investing in companies that score high on ESG and sustainability. What attracted you to Xenia?
Absolutely. Xenia, you know, that was one of the conditions that ourselves, our institutional investors behind us, the endowments, et cetera, had for Xenia. When we did the due diligence, you know, Xenia is way beyond what we've done. We have been 15 years carbon neutral, but Xenia in the 1930s, started, you know, rewilding, planting trees, and having a very strong ESG strategy, which is humbling to see that when there was no benefit for this, Xenia was already doing. To give an idea, the Oasis Xenia, which they rewilded in Italy, is 30 times Central Park.
And if I might add two things, reforestation has been at the whim of my family since the 30s. My grandpa planted more than 500,000 trees, and our generation is doing the same right now. Second, we have a strong sustainability project in the product called Used Existent, by which we take the waste of that our textile process. You know, we are a strong industry in textile, and we create new fabric called Used Existing. So I think that all this goes in the right direction of the times.
And it's very interesting that you all own a lot of your textile chain as well. Gildo, I want to ask you a bit more of a philosophical question, perhaps. What is luxury at this point at Xenia? Because I know the idea of what luxury is, the definition, has changed to some extent over time.
No, luxury for me is something scarce, something exclusive. Something of excellent. I think that the word quality is not any longer true for us. We go for a word of excellence. And it means really doing well the process from ship to shop, as we like to say it. We have a farm in Australia where we buy a good part of our super fine wool. We have knitwear companies. We have a clothing company. We have a spinning company. So we really guarantee the entire process. And for us, the word sustainability and traceability are part of the luxury. Then luxury is about creating a special product or a special project. And I think that, for instance, the cashmere jacket I'm wearing today or the jersey cashmere that Mr. Bonomi are wearing are something very unique. They probably men didn't know the existence. It was more in women, and so we are becoming a little bit like feminine. And I think that we'd like to create a new shopping experience for the men who shops at Xenia, more fun, and not just for the occasion, but just come along and see what we have new. And so we are going to create more collection, not by season as we have done, but by occasion or by project. And I think that having this supply chain that is fully integrated helps. Beside that, we have Thom Browne as well. I mean, this is our another trophy that we have acquired 3 years ago and doing super well. And I must say that Tom, that was with us on the balcony in Wall Street at New Stock Exchange, is thrilled because we are working well with Xenia Textile. And so I think that all these things make us become more leader in the luxury field that is becoming a world of scarcity.
Gildo, when we eventually go back to the office, what is that? What's that menswear look? What will I be wearing when I eventually go back to the office?
Listen, you see what both me and Andrea are wearing today. We are not wearing this for the occasion. We are wearing this in the office. We are wearing this when we travel. We are wearing this when we are on a weekend with our family. So this is the new lifestyle. So my goal is to replace gently the wardrobe of the men that have dozens of suits in their wardrobe with something more fun and more appetible. That is very, very high quality. As a matter of fact, the wardrobe that you see today is all offered made to order. Made to order is our Formula One for many, many years, not only in clothing and in furnishing and accessories, but also in luxury sportswear. So I think that my recommendation is just to wear something that you feel comfortable, that makes still look you dapper. But don't think that the suit is dead or the tie is dead. Absolutely not. I think there will still be occasion in which one can wear a suit. Surely at the boardroom, I'm more comfortable to wear a suit and a nice tie. Or for a ceremonial, dressing. I mean, it's appropriate, nice tuxedo with a nice bow tie. So I think that the fun thing is that the wardrobe of the man will be more fun. A little bit like what women have been experimenting all these years.
I'm glad to hear some equal opportunity fun in fashion for men. As you say, who doesn't love a man in a tuxedo, though? Andrea, yeah. When I think of the French luxury fashion houses, many of them are conglomerates at this point or owned by an umbrella organization. And as Gildo mentioned, Zegna owns Thom Browne, and there are a couple of brands. But do you envision Zegna becoming that kind of sort of umbrella for other brands as well?
I think scale is important in all industries. Unfortunately, as now we fight on a globalized economy, scale is more and more important. In the case of Zegna will catch the opportunities, but it's not the goal is not to do a French style conglomerate. Zegna is a sort of an Italian family feeling. So companies have to fit together, have the same DNA across the board, the same positioning, and I think Zegna will be attractive to other companies like Thom Browne, who want to have the synergies but remain independent and have access to the world, like Zegna, which is already the biggest in its market, can give. So I think you'll see more of this. Yeah, and it will be great for Italy, by the way. You know, Italian companies right now, if they wanted capital, they had to go to French conglomerates. Now, this is an example of coming to the U.S. Stock Exchange or joining Zegna in this adventure.
Gildo, this is very much a family business. What do you think your grandfather would say if he saw you standing down at the New York Stock Exchange listing the company that he founded? And then, you know, do you have other family members that might succeed you at some point?
Listen, my grandpa would be very proud, that I can tell you. As much as I've been proud for what he did, because this man in the 30s was a visionary and was a philanthropist, creating Panoramica Zegna, our road to the mountain, which will take us, that road will take us to the future. And this Aussie Zegna territory, 30 times the size of Central Park, is our pride. And so I'm glad that I was able to not match what he did, but a little bit go after his example. Succession. I'm not a young man any longer, but Andre asked me to serve for the next couple of years, which I will do with joy. I feel the energy, I feel the passion, and I think I've shown that I know what I'm doing. Yes, one day there will be a succession. It will be foolish. It will be foolish not to think that somebody will succeed me, but I think it's premature to talk about. However, meritocracy. I lived in America, I studied in America, and I think meritocracy, beside freedom, is the great thing of this country. So we are going to apply meritocracy for my succession. But I can tell you that the fourth generation is already serving his purpose. I've got three young men working with me. My oldest son, Eduardo, was with me on a road show, on a video show, and I'm very proud for what we did together. So I think we are in safe hands.
Well, your family clearly know what they're doing. I really love seeing stories like this and looking forward to following your journey as a public company. Jill Dozenia and Invest Industrial Chairman Andrea Bonomi, good to see you guys. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.